Hello learners, welcome to NIOS, and today we will be covering chapter 21 in your syllabus, that is Reading with Understanding. This chapter is about the purpose of education. The purpose of education is not merely acquiring knowledge and skills in order to earn a living, but the real purpose of education is to facilitate socialization and produce responsible and committed citizens who would be able to contribute to the progress of the community, society, and the country at large. Education serves as a higher purpose than living a materialistic life and grooming one's personality. Yes, education grooms one personality, which tends to promote a sense of cooperation and coexistence, and it also helps in the development of love and brotherhood, and also enhances the feelings of caring and sharing. But the process of acquiring education starts from home and gets strengthened when one receives education with a proper perspective and policy. As one grows older, one develops the capacity to appreciate the finer aspects of life than material wealth. The objective of education is to become a good human being and lead a prosperous life. Education teaches us to cope up with various anxieties, strains of modern life, and lead a meaningful and purposeful life. Learners, let's go through some important points from this essay. Well, in the essay, we have discussed about the purpose of education, which is to refine emotions and feelings and produce responsible citizens for the country. Education grooms personalities and helps us to face challenges of life. Country benefits from the contributions of educated people, and such individuals should work towards the progress of community, society, and country at large. Acquiring education leads to promoting a sense of cooperation and coexistence, developing a feeling of love and brotherhood, and embracing an attitude of caring and sharing. So learners, education is very important. By promoting a sense of cooperation and coexistence, a feeling of love and brotherhood, and an attitude of caring and sharing, all these emotions are developed by acquiring the right level of education and by acquiring right level of knowledge. So, education helps in the holistic development of an individual. Learners, let's go through section 2 in the chapter. Well, the section 2 in the chapter deals about stress. Stress is nothing but mental tension caused by incomplete or undone work. For example, a student suffers extreme anxiety when he or she finds it difficult to cope up with a subject and has no aptitude for it, but is forced to take it up either because of parental or peer pressure. This inability to do well leads to anxiety, and gradually this feeling leads to development of inferiority. People suffering from inferiority complex isolate themselves and succumb to stress. This leads to inefficiency, loss of interest, physical, mental, emotional, and moral breakdown. In order to handle stress, one should take time to find out the cause of the problem and analyze what went wrong. One should not hesitate or be reluctant to seek help and should be open-minded and honest about one's weakness and deficiencies. It is important to have a balanced mind and patience to begin a task and accomplish one's goal. Successfully completing a task will promote self-confidence and resilience. Stress is also caused by getting into a rat race and by always having an urge to be on top. When things do not happen as one wishes, anger takes over, and an angry person cannot take right actions. Actions taken in a fit or anger lead to clashes, quarrels, and disputes, which may cause problems among friends and family. Listening to music, taking long walks in friendly, congenial environment, and pursuing a hobby of one's choice are some of the easier and simpler means to avoid the evil effects of stress. These activities can also help you to cope up with stress. exercise and physical work, they are also a great help and a great way to overcome stress in a person's life. It is an extremely competitive world. It is important to manage time efficiently. A time plan is compulsory. It is an advanced plan of all the activities to be performed in the allotted time. Learners, what should a time plan include? Well, a time plan should include a list of activities to be performed at a certain time. It should also include the activities which need to be done at a specific and a particular time, making an estimate of the time required for various activities. It should also include a sequence of activities that should be done in that period. You should keep in mind the schedule of yourself and the other family members, and if necessary, you should make necessary adjustments also. In your plan, there should be enough time for rest and entertainment. The plan that you make, the time plan, learners, that you make should be very practical, feasible, and realistic. Learners, remember, all great men who achieved greatness were aware of the value of time, and time was precious to them. Great men had put time to good use to meet the challenges of life and achieve success. One should have a program and a proper schedule for one's skills, mental and physical capacity. It is only after a good time plan and proper time management that one will stay away from the various tensions in life. Learners, let's go through some important points from this section. Well, stress emerges when he or she does not have an aptitude for a subject and opts for it. Stress, like you know, and like I have discussed before, it leads to a feeling of inferiority, inefficiency, loss of interest. One should find out the cause of the problem, analyze the problem, and get help to overcome stress in one's life. Failures lead to negative feelings and stress. Exercising, adopting a hobby, and taking long walks can help us relieve stress. Learners, I request all of you to make a time plan which should include all the activities which need to be done at a definite time. The time plan that you make should be practical, feasible, and realistic. Well, learners, I hope this section proved to be beneficial to you. Please go through the chapter on your own. Go through the worksheet that is available on the NIOS website. This is it for today, learners. Thank you.